Om Shanti, 13th July 2018, today is Friday, today's blessing is, may you be obedient by blessing your footsteps in the Father's steps and receive God's blessings. To be obedient means to place your footsteps in the Father's steps of instructions. Only such obedient children receive God's blessing in all relationships. This is also a law. In an ordinary way too, when someone carries out a task according to someone's directions, he definitely receives blessings from the one whose task he is carrying out. These are God's blessings which makes obedient souls constantly double light. So Baba is telling about becoming obedient. He is teaching us the virtue of obedience. And the definition of obedient is to place your footsteps in the Father's steps of instruction. And when one is obedient, he automatically receives God's blessing. This is a law. And Baba is citing an example from the world. In an ordinary way, when somebody obeys somebody, he receives the blessings from the one whose task he is carrying out. And here are God's blessings. And this makes soul constantly double light. So, this virtue of being Agyakari, this virtue of obedience is a divine virtue. And Baba is telling us two things. When one is obedient, he receives God's blessings. He receives God's blessings. And second thing, double light. So these are the two things that are happening when one is obeying Srimad, when one is carrying out the task as per the directions. So the moment you obey somebody, you receive that person's blessing. When you obey somebody, you feel light. Here Baba is saying, to be obedient means to follow the footsteps of the Father. So when we are Agyakari, when we obey Baba, what happens? Automatically we receive God's blessing. If we obey our seniors, we receive their blessings. The second thing that's happening is we become double light. The heaviness which is there in the heart goes away. So these are the two things Baba has mentioned today. Like, what happens when we obey God? They have a faith in us. Their faith increases. When we follow Srimad, God's faith in us increases. When we follow Srimad, we feel contented. When we follow Srimad, when we follow Baba, what happens? And the blessings from the family, and there is a unity in the family. Because when one person obeys, automatically the wave of unity sweeps across the family, sweeps across the organization, that Sangathan, that gathering. So, unity, blessings from God, blessings from family, our own blessing we receive. We achieve contentment, and the heaviness which is looming large over the head goes away, and we become light. The heaviness is removed. What else? Yes, we become safe. Then? Burden-free safety. Then? happiness. There is a surge of wave of happiness in the heart whenever we obey Srimad. Then contentment said already. Always feeling God's help, always experience of God's canopy overhead. So the feeling of His love, the feeling of God's help, the feeling of His canopy, Prem, Madat and Chatrachaya, His help, His company, His Saath and His shade of protection. His receive His more and more love, because when we obey somebody, automatically His love come unto us. Then what else? In Mahabharata, in the starting pages, they have described an absolute example of obedience. It's the most celebrated example of Aruni and his guru or the sage Dhaumya. They had an ashram, and in that ashram it was winter, rainy season, and it was raining heavily, and outside the ashram there were fields and farms, and they had made different embankments. So once outside the ashram, when it was raining heavily, the sage, the rishi or the guru Dhaumya told his favorite disciple Aruni to go and to see if there is any breach in embankment, otherwise all the water would come into the field and all the crops and the harvest would be destroyed. So the Aruni goes and he tries to make a small dam by using some mud or some soil which is there, and he creates a small dam so that to prevent the leakage of water. But then the rain is so torrential, the rain is so heavy that there is a breach. He tries and does everything, leaves no stone unturned to stop that water from entering inside, but to no avail. And so ultimately he decides to lie down. So he lies down there to stop the flow of water entering into the fields. And the sage, the guru, is worried that the Aruni has not returned. So they wait till afternoon and then till evening, and then with some disciples, Dhaumya, the guru, he goes to find where is Aruni. And he shouts, Aruni and Aruni, but there is no response. And then Aruni, who was lying down, he feels that if he gets up, the water will flow inside. So whilst lying there only, in that reclining position, he says, Guru, I am here. And hearing his voice and tracing his voice, the sage Dhaumya and some of the disciples, they reach and they find that Aruni is lying down. And that sage is moved to tears. He says to Aruni, get up. He says, otherwise the water will flow. He says, don't worry about water. And he gives him a new name, Uddalak. And that's how this new name is celebrated. So this is the perfect example of obedience. Unconditional obedience. He did not think of anything else. When he was told, when he was asked to do something, he just obeyed it. And the Jesus comes and he says to he meets one disciple, Peter, for the first time, and he says, come and follow me. And the Peter says, but I have to fish, my boat is there and I have spread the net and I have to catch fishes. And Jesus says, come, follow me. I will teach you to fish men. Till now you were fishing how to fish men, how to catch hold of men. And he says, but how can I come? My father has died and I have to go to fulfill the last rites. He says, let the dead take care of the dead. You come and you follow me. So it is the absolute unconditional obedience. So here also, obey the father, obey the teacher, obey the guru. And when you obey all three, you receive his blessing, you become double light, the heaviness which is there in the heart, the heaviness which is there on the mind, the weight which is there is lifted off. So today's blessing is all about obedience. What are the benefits of obedience and what all things happen when we disobey? Haji is the most celebrated Srimati of this yajna. What happens when we say yes, my lord? What happens when we say Ji Huzur? He becomes Ji Hazir, I am present. So when you say yes, I will do, yes, I am there. When you say yes to the master is ready to give you everything, whatever he has, now and forever. So remember, yes, my lord, Haji, obedience, and you receive his blessing and you become double light. Om Shanti.